This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Donald Trump's on fire. Another great night in Trump land. What happened in New Hampshire? Who was the winner? Trump. Trump was the winner of the Democrat primary. Trump was the winner of the Republican primary. Trump was the winner of everything. Bernie Sanders barely hung on, and the entire Democrat Party is in panic mode. I've got a great friend of mine who's kind of a mole. He gives big money to the Democrats, but he's a huge Republican like me, a huge Jewish Republican like me. And he sits at the head table at these events, and he hears what all the smartest, most powerful people in the Democratic Party are saying, and the heads of the DNC are saying. And he called me today and said, oh my God, they'll do anything but Bernie. They want Mayor Pete. They're all banking on Mayor Pete now. Nobody thinks Bloomberg could win because of his comments about black people yesterday. You know, basically all blacks are criminals. All criminals are black. Throw them up against the wall. Frisk them. Take their weapons and their pot away and throw them in prison and throw away the key. That's Bloomberg's philosophy. That's not going to work well in a Democrat primary system that's, the base is black Americans. So good luck to Bloomberg. He's done. And so there's nobody left. Elizabeth Sanders is gone. And so, you know, for all intents and purposes, Joe Biden is toast. So who's left? It's between Mayor Pete and Sanders. So they're going to pick Mayor Pete over Sanders. Mayor Pete, I said from day one, reminds me of Barack Obama. The same reason I said Biden reminded me of Giuliani. I said Biden is just like Giuliani in 2008. And I've said this for, what, a year and a half now? Biden could be up by 40. I don't care. He's never going to be the nominee. Never, ever, ever will Biden be the nominee. And Biden is not the nominee. So great pick by me. Biden is as good as dead. He may make a comeback with a little win in South Carolina by a little bit. I don't know. Maybe Bloomberg will win South Carolina and then Biden really is dead. But for all intents and purposes, stick a fork in Biden. He's over. So, it's between Bloomberg, Mayor Pete, and Bernie Sanders. And I don't think Bloomberg has a prayer in the Democrat Party now that he announced that all criminals are black. So that leaves Mayor Pete up against Bernie. And I said from day one, Mayor Pete reminds me of Obama. He's never accomplished a thing in his life. Obama never accomplished a thing in his life. Never been in the private sector, never created a job, never owned a business, never raised money for a business. Obama was in nothing. His entire life was predicated on being black. This guy's whole life is predicated on being gay. And the joke is I've met two people in the last month who don't know the Mayor Pete's gay. Are you kidding me? What world are you living in? Oh, I kind of like that Mayor Pete. He's kind of a good-looking guy. He's well-spoken. Did you know he's gay? He has a husband? What? As voters begin to find out who Mayor Pete really is, trust me, Mayor Pete will not be the nominee. Not. And it won't be because he's gay, by the way. I mean, there are people who won't vote for him because he's gay, but I wouldn't be one of them. I'd vote for a gay Republican in a second. But he is a Marxist socialist just like Obama was, but he hides it much better than Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders scares everyone, not because he's so different than them, because he's just like them, but he won't hide it. He's actually proud to be a communist. Hillary's a secret wink-your-eye communist. Obama's a secret wink-your-eye communist. Bernie is a proud out-there, out-of-the-closet communist. Mayor Pete is like Obama. He's a secret wink-wink communist. He believes all the same things, maybe a little bit slower, a little more incremental, but in the end he wants to go to the exact same place, and that, my friends, is Obama, and that is Hillary Clinton, and that's why Mayor Pete is the same as them, and that's why he doesn't threaten them. They like him. He's the only thing they got left. I've heard from several people that Obama actually came out on TV and endorsed Elizabeth Sanders. I never saw the ad. I've got to assume I'm not being lied to. Friends of mine who I trust said Obama did an ad for Elizabeth Warren. But she's dead. It's over. I mean, Obama picked the wrong horse, and he did it too late. He's no genius either. There's another guy that never should have been president. There's nothing brilliant. Nothing brilliant at all about Obama, except he was black. at the right time in the right place. And America wanted a reason to say we're not anti-black. So they voted for the guy who was black. Obama's no genius. And I always said his college records at Columbia would hold the clue to what's wrong with this guy. Something's wrong with him. And I've always said that I thought he was an American citizen posing as a foreign exchange student to get to the front of the line at Columbia. And I also said that's one thing that you'd find out if you looked at his records. And the second thing was you'd find out he's not that smart. And his whole shtick is how smart he is. He's such a genius. He's smarter than the next guy. He's the smartest guy in every room. And if you saw they got straight C's and D's in college, you wouldn't think he was that smart anymore. And so that's the reason that Obama hit his college records. A, I think they probably showed he was a fraud, an American, posing as a foreign exchange student. And B, it would show that he was a very average C-D student, maybe below average D student. He never did well at Columbia. He never showed up in class. How could he have done well? And that's Mayor Pete. There isn't anything special about Mayor Pete at all. He's young. He looks like he's 12 years old. He's got a face like Alfred E. Newman. And I just don't think there's anything special about him other than he's gay. And he's a good speaker, and he hides what he really believes in, which is the same as Bernie. That's the moral of today. There's no difference to any of these people in Bernie, except Bernie shows it. He's honest about it. And that's why they're all scared of him. It's not because they're scared of communism. They're all for communism. They know you could never be elected in America as an outright communist. They know you'll get destroyed. They learned that lesson with George McGovern. So that's the reason everyone in the Democrat Party is so scared of Bernie Sanders. He's just honest, and the rest of them aren't honest with themselves. You know, it just kind of reminds me of the gay issue, right? Years ago, gays were all quiet. They were all in the closet. They couldn't admit they were gay. And a lot of gay guys got great jobs at great corporations because they wouldn't admit they were gay. And all of a sudden, someone would come along and say, I'm gay, and it would threaten them. They were gay, and they hated the gay guy who said he was gay because they made it to the top all these years by pretending they weren't gay. They were in the closet, and they were actually annoyed that someone would come along and actually ruin it all by being overtly gay. It doesn't make them bad people. I understand where each side is coming from. But that's what's going on with Mayor Pete and Bernie Sanders. I'm telling you, I'm going to have to write a column about this. Bernie Sanders is no different than Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete's no different than Bernie Sanders. And no different than Obama, no different than Hillary. They're all exactly the same deep down. The only difference is in style. Obama and Hillary were careful to make themselves always look and sound like moderates, who didn't threaten anyone, who didn't scare anyone. And Bernie Sanders is willing to scare everybody by telling the truth. He is who he is. And that, my friends, is the story of the Democrat primary. Bernie won, Mayor Pete a very close second, and all the liberals are going to coalesce now around Mayor Pete. They were probably going to coalesce around Mike Bloomberg when they suddenly heard this new audio tape and they realized in a party whose foundation is black voters, you're never going to win with Bloomberg. I never said what Bloomberg said was wrong. Bloomberg was being painfully raw honest like a Donald Trump, but in the wrong party. It would be like Donald Trump being painfully honest in the Republican Party and saying something that made every Republican go, I hate you. You know, if he just ripped conservatives to shreds, that's what Bloomberg did. It isn't that he was wrong. It's that he was too raw honest for the Democrat Party. You can't say that in the Democrat Party, a party whose base is liberal black. You can't say that, inner cities are where all the crime is. I got to send all the police there. And if they stop black kids between 18 and 26, it'll stop all the crime. By the way, what happened in New York City? Let's be honest, what happened? The way he said it sounded very racist, and it was really harsh, and it was wrong, and it was no politician would ever say something like that. It was offensive. But the reality is, it got the job done. I've said this before, 99% of everyone in the black community is nice and good and hardworking and taxpaying and good people, and when you arrest or stop and frisk bad guys, you're helping the 99% that are good. You're being pro-black, not anti-black. When you send police to a black neighborhood, that's where the crime is. Look at the statistics. I'll send the police, if I was the mayor, I'd send the police wherever the highest crime is. And the highest crime was in black neighborhoods. So you're protecting the black people in the black neighborhoods. What you're doing is good. So if Mayor Bloomberg had just owned up to that and said it in a nice way, I'm trying to help all the good, honest black people in those neighborhoods who are taxpayers and voters, and they deserve me helping them. That was a much better, nicer way of saying it. The way he said it was really thoughtless and offensive. And there's no way in today's Democrat Party you can get away with that, especially being a white guy. You get away with it. I remember Obama said some things that were pretty raw about black people when he was running for president to try to prove that he'd be tough on black Americans and hey, white people should like him. A black guy could probably get away with what Bloomberg said, but a white guy, an older white guy in the Republican in the Democrat Party, no way. So I think Bloomberg is done. And I know Biden's done. I know I'm the first one in the country to figure out what he was up by 25, that he was already done. And then the other big takeaway of yesterday has to be, and of course the panic of Democrats at Bernie Sanders possibly being the winner, that's another big takeaway of yesterday. And the third big takeaway is that Trump set a record. Trump set a record. He surpassed the vote total for every incumbent president in the last four decades. Now, how do you figure that? Trump dominated New Hampshire. He really did. He really did. Here are the vote totals since 1996. So 96 to 2006 to 2016. So, you know, for the last almost half century, incumbent president New Hampshire running for re-election. Bill Clinton in 96 gets 76,000 votes. W. Bush in 2004 gets 52,000 votes. Barack Obama in 2012, incumbent president running for re-election, gets 49,000 votes. Donald Trump yesterday gets 110,000 votes. 76,000 for Clinton, 52,000 for Bush, 49,000 for Obama, 110,000 for Donald Trump in the New Hampshire primary. And with 70% of the precincts reporting, Trump had already surpassed the New Hampshire primary vote total of every incumbent president running for re-election over the last four decades. Monster, monster winner of yesterday's Democrat primary in New Hampshire was Donald John Trump. Wayne Allyn Root, War.
Stone has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. Without question, the Morgan silver dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan silver dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you can find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan silver dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan dollar book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve your historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want all of you to get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron above. abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, USA Radio, Newsmax TV in hour number three. For those who haven't heard, my Newsmax TV show is moving, but my radio show stays exactly the same, just so everybody knows. 3 to 6 every day on the West Coast, 5 to 8 Central Time, and 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast Time is the Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered radio show on USA Radio. That doesn't change. Nothing changes on radio. But my TV show is no longer going to be at 8 o'clock East, 5 o'clock West Coast time, it's going to be at 10 o'clock East, 7 o'clock West Coast time. Just to let you know, we're moving 2 hours later to 10 p.m. on the East Coast, to 9 p.m. in Central, 7 p.m. West Coast time. And the root is on fire, just like Donald Trump's on fire. I predicted everything that would happen, and it's all happening. Trump's going to win a landslide. Red wave is coming. It's going to be good for the Senate, keeping it. It's going to be good for winning back the House. Do you understand if Donald Trump picks up the House and keeps the Senate? First of all, we're going to get another one or two or three Supreme Court justices. I mean, the entire Supreme Court is going to be conservative for the next half century. And second of all, President Trump, with the Senate and with the House on his side, can pass everything he wants for 4 years. My God, he will change America so dramatically, and that's what has Democrats so scared. It's going to be a different nation than when Obama left. You're not even going to recognize it. There's going to be, you know, it's not going to be 5-4 in the Supreme Court with one of them, iffy, Justice Roberts. It's going to be 6-3. It might even be 7-2. It's possible. It could be 7-2. But not only that, some of the, you know, if we replace a conservative, it'll be with another reliable conservative. If Clarence Thomas retires in those 4 years, which he undoubtedly will, we'll replace him with a very reliable conservative. And, of course, Ruth Bader Ginsburg will be replaced with a very reliable conservative. constitutional conservatives. So this is going to be great. And then we're going to have the Senate and the House. Trump will sweep them all in, and then he's going to get whatever he wants, and we're going to build the wall, and we're going to have a massive end to illegal immigration, an end to sanctuary cities, an end to the wrong people coming into the country. We'll end the visa lottery, the diversity lottery. You'll come in this country based on talent and skills and money, you know, a job waiting, money in hand, ability to buy a home, ability to start a business, ability to create jobs, all the things that I expect in an immigrant we will allow only in this country. And the illegals, well, they're just going to have to go. You know? You're not going to stay here if you're a criminal and you're an illegal. You're not going to stay here if you're a felon and you're illegal. And we'll figure out something to do with the rest of the illegals. Probably they all get to stay, but they get to stay and they can't vote. All right. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist. In the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor in the country, I call Trump land. If you want peace, prepare for war. I always say in the immortal words of John Wick, if you know that inside joke about the movie John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. But actually it was George Washington who first said it. One of my fans pointed out, if you want peace, prepare for war. As long as you're strong, peace through strength, that means. As long as you're strong, you will not get in a war, you will avoid war. Nobody wants to fight the strong guy. That's got to be the GOP. That's Donald Trump. That's what he's creating. An entire party of ass kickers, not ass kissers, who fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens just like me, who fight for cops, not criminals. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Owned and operated by Edward Stoltz and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. Show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. RootWall.com is the main title sponsor. Make your donation right now, RootWall.com. Take every major credit card, $100 or more, and you get a beautiful commemorative brick. You are part of this team that put the wall together. We will build the wall together. And then disclaimer required by FEC law, Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and is responsible for content. This message not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee, RootWall.com. All right, I have no guest in this hour because I want to take calls. So the lines are now open, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, all over the country. Give us a call like we always do on Newsmax TV. We'll take your calls the rest of this hour, 833-WAR-TALK. A CNN reporter says he spoke to over 100 voters in New Hampshire and couldn't find a single one voting for Joe Biden. A CNN reporter conducted his own sort of unofficial exit poll in Dover, New Hampshire. Didn't find a single person voting for VP Joe Biden. Miguel Marquez of CNN. He said, we're talking upwards of 100 voters. Not a single one said they support Joe Biden. The majority of voters supporting Bernie Sanders and then Pete Buttigieg. In any case, good luck to Joe Biden in retirement. It's all over for you, buddy. And everyone is so scared of Bernie Sanders. Even the powerful Las Vegas Culinary Union warns that Bernie Sanders will end health care. You know, these guys fought for a long, long time to get the best Cadillac health care program. And he's going to take it all away from them. Culinary Union against Bernie Sanders. Isn't that interesting? They're scared to death of this radical, nutty commie.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
The campaign kickoff you've been waiting for.
Give your candidate or your business a kickstart with custom print products from Staples.
And right now at Staples, save 25% when you order two or more signs, posters, or banners. Some products are available same day when you order by 2 p.m.
Give your campaign a jump start with help from Staples,
where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/29/20. Must order two or more of same item for discounts. See store or staples.com/print25 for full details.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While meeting with the president of Ecuador, President Trump says a possible trade deal that's very similar to the USMCA could be worked out with Ecuador.
Just finished that, and it's a great model with Mexico and with Canada. USMCA has been very successful. Already the fruits are really taking place. You take a look at what's happening in terms of the kind of numbers we'll be doing with the USMCA. And this on a much smaller scale would be interesting. We are looking at that kind of a model.
Presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders is headed back to Nevada, fresh off his win in New Hampshire. The Vermont senator will hold a rally Sunday for the start of early voting. The Democratic candidates are also focusing on South Carolina, which is the last state to vote this month before Super Tuesday. And Roger Stone was denied a new trial by a federal judge today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
You can speak.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. We're on Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Friends call me War. Real Water, the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love my Real Water. I talk about it all the time. I just can't stop talking about the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. It's got real science behind it. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. And because of those extra electrons, it is beyond alkalinity. And you know that what makes you sick is having high acidity in your body. Alkalinity makes you feel great and be healthy. And that's what Real Water is all about. And I told my friends, Brett and Amy, owners of Real Water, I wanted to offer my listeners, all of you, a very special deal with Real Water, and they agreed, so here's the deal. Go to your Amazon account or your Amazon Prime account and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. When you see the coupon section, put in 10WAR. The number 10, no space, WAR, W-A-R, all caps. Number 10, WAR, no space, all caps. You'll receive a 10% discount. Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. Doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. You will taste and feel the difference. Thank you, Real Water. 10WAR is the code. 10WAR. Let's grab some calls. And by the way, the phone number for calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We've got J.D. in Las Vegas on line 2. J.D., you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Great, my friend. How are you?
Great, great. Good day.
Hey, you know, every time I think you have written one of your better articles in the RJA, the Review Journal, I'm surprised or I'm happy to read a new one. And your Sunday article, Extreme Dems Want More Open Borders, was fantastic. I did a little research on it. This is now going to a committee a day or two ago. It was introduced by a guy who was a first-term Mexican-born congressman, Jesus Garcia, a Democrat out of Illinois, a.k.a. Chewy, and also co-sponsored by Barbara Lee.
Wait, are you being serious, J.D.? They call him Chewy or you're telling a joke? I mean, that's what I want to know. Is he really called Chewy?
Well, that's on his website. That's what he goes by, Chewy.
Unbelievable. All right, next.
Or a.k.a. Chewy. I hope this bill passes in the House. And if it doesn't, I would suggest that you make sure that McConnell in the Senate brings it to the Senate to expose all of the unbelievable treasonous and treacherous proposals in this bill. But it was a first-term congressman who is in a district that is 71.8% gerrymandered, I guess, to Hispanics.
Yeah. I was going to say to you, I thought you were going to say 71% Democrat, and I was going to say, I'll bet almost every one of the 71% Democrat is Hispanic. And listen, I want to make sure we say on this show, so no liberal can ever misquote me, I love everybody. I grew up in an all-black, majority black town, went to all-black high school. And, I grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood. Italian neighborhood, the only Jew in an Italian neighborhood, surrounded by an all-black town, went to all-black high school. I get along with everybody. I fight to get along with everybody. And I love Hispanics. They're nice people. That doesn't mean I want them all to come to America. It doesn't mean the border should be open. It doesn't mean I want America to become Mexico. It doesn't mean I want the worst people of Mexico to come here any more than Castro should have let the worst people out of his prisons in the Mariel boat, whatever they call that, the boat lift. And they all came to America, right? I mean, we don't want Mexico emptying its prisons and sending the worst to America, and that's to some extent what has happened. And so I love Hispanics, but I only want the right Hispanics. I want the best Hispanics, not the worst ones. I want the best of every country in the world to come to America and to come here without welfare and to come here legally. And I don't think that's asking too much, and there's nothing racist about that belief, because I'm Jewish and I want the best from Israel to come here, not the worst, not the lowest dredges of Israel, not the criminals emptied from the prisons of Israel, not the welfare queens of Israel, the addicted welfare losers of Israel. I want only the best from Israel and China and Russia and Mexico and Guatemala. It's as simple as that. We have nothing against Hispanics. Zero. Thank you, J.D. Really appreciate the call. We've got Bob from Las Vegas on line one. Bob, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for taking the call.
I'd like to just spend hours talking with you about just what you said, and I'll just get right to the point of what I wanted to get to, and that is John Adams in 1789, along with a bunch of Federalists, signed a bunch of laws, about four of them, one of which is alien sedition laws, which speaks against anybody speaking against the President of the United States. I think that would extend to Congress as well, and actually doing things that prevent that person from doing their job. Sounds to me like the media and perhaps even congressmen have broken that law. And I talked to one talk show person about it, who was even an attorney, and they said, oh, yeah, but it would only be something that would apply if we're about ready to go to war. Well, duh. Well, duh. I think the Sedition Act is something to be considered.
As far as getting illegals out of the country, you're saying?
Well, no. Focusing in on getting those who are speaking against our president and preventing and doing all the things that they're doing and have been doing for the last 3 years, all the lies that they've been perpetrating.
Got it. When you say the Alien and Sedition Act, I immediately think of illegal alien. But you're talking about all the corrupt FBI agents and all the AOCs and the people who are in a coup against the President of the United States. Well, look. But here's the thing, Bob. I'm just going to say, look, it's not like I don't agree with your general sentiment, because I do. If you listen to my show every day, obviously I'm a fighter, and I think we need to hit back with these people and hit them with a baseball bat in the knee.
Yes.
But, you've also got PR, and you've got the media to consider. And if you start throwing people out of the country, kicking them out of the United States, and they're American citizens, because you didn't like what they said in the country you're supposed to protect free speech, guess what happens? Trump gets called Hitler, and then people go, look, we can prove he's Hitler. Well, he just kicked an American citizen out of the country.
Yeah, sedition wouldn't get him kicked out unless they were an illegal, which is a different issue. Sedition is a regular citizen. If I were to start saying and doing a whole bunch of things against Trump, I'm not just talking about free speech, but let's suppose I had the ability to prevent him from getting his job done, with all the variety of things that have happened, like lies, and which the media does. That's sedition. That's sedition. You don't throw them out, you throw them in jail. It's borderline traitory.
Yeah, listen, I just don't want to get too extreme here. I think we have free speech in America. You can say what you want. What you're talking about is people that are carrying out a coup against the President of the United States and commit fraud to hurt the President of the United States or to throw him out or impeach him or to frame him. And in those cases, you can indict them. You can have a trial. You could put them in prison for a coup against the President of the United States and for committing fraud. Those are all terrible crimes. But I wouldn't kick an American citizen out of the United States. I would invite them to leave. I would invite Ilhan Omar to leave. I would invite Rashida Tlaib to leave. I wouldn't kick them out. I'd say, you should leave. You don't like America, leave. I'd invite all the college students who hate America so much to go take a semester in Venezuela. Good luck. Good luck surviving the next 6 months in Venezuela. You will get a taste of what socialism really is. I just think we win if we invite people to leave. We don't force them to leave. All right, Bob, I get the idea. I'm with you. I'm angry. I'm angry like you are, and I can't believe how many bad people there are out there trying to destroy my president. But there is free speech, and they're allowed to hate him just like we were allowed to hate Obama. Thanks for the call. John in Las Vegas, line 3. John, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, I'm doing great. I want to thank you for being Trump's number one warrior. And I love living in a city that I have somebody like you I can listen to on the radio every day.
Well, I appreciate that, John. Thank you very much.
Hey, what I want to talk about is this farce about people need to be scared to wear a Trump hat or a Trump shirt. That's total nonsense. I've been wearing my hat. I've been wearing my shirt. I'm talking Seattle, New York. I've worn it in the Caribbean a couple of weeks, every place I go. And I get one negative comment for every 500 positive comments. And usually it turns into a good, positive conversation with a good, positive conservative. People need to get out there and wear their hat.
Yeah, no, I hear that from most of my friends who wear their hat. I have a buddy who wears his hat at Red Rock Casino all the time. He plays poker, and he says he's never had a single negative comment, and he has 99% of the time that anybody says anything, what they say is, oh, my God, I love you. Thank you for wearing that hat. So it depends on where you're wearing it. Let's not kid ourselves. Red Rock Casino is in a very upscale area of Las Vegas. The people who are inside the casino are 99% white. That means they're all voting for Donald Trump, and they love his hat. If you took that same hat and you wore it in a rough minority neighborhood in Chicago, believe me, you'd be asking for trouble. It's the very reason when Jussie Smollett claimed two white guys with Trump hats, with red Trump hats, tried to lynch him on the street. They were carrying a rope. I said, that's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. There's never been two white men with a Trump hat on the streets of San Francisco at night at 2 in the morning. It's ludicrous. Did I say San Francisco? I meant to say Chicago at 2 in the morning. Ludicrous. Well, San Francisco holds the same thing. You really think you could walk down the street in San Francisco with a Trump hat at 2 in the morning? Absolutely not. But you could walk through Red Rock Casino in Las Vegas at any hour with a Trump hat, and I think most people would agree with you. They'd clap. So, and my friend proves it. So it depends where you're wearing the hat. You got to be dumb. If you wear it on a college campus like UNLV in Las Vegas, which is number one in America for diversity, which means they speak like 70 languages on the campus of UNLV, and the students are radical liberal, I'll bet if I brought a cameraman and I wore a red Make America Great Again Trump hat, I'll bet you I'd be accosted on the campus of UNLV. People would be screaming. Someone would try and hurt me. Someone would try and punch me. Someone would throw me to the ground. Maybe that's the next step. Wainwright's going to hire someone. I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to hire someone who's going to walk down the campus, and I'm going to follow them with a secret video and watch what happens when they walk around campus in a red Make America Great Again hat. I guarantee you, on the campus of UNLV, which is very liberal, it would be a whole different story. So my answer to the caller is, depends where you are. Don't tell me it's easy to wear the hat anywhere. We'll be right back. War. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Roof. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code. And I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep or you get your money back.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, sponsor of the segment, My Doc Suggests. My doctor suggests, when I read you some of the news headlines in the next hour about coronavirus, oh my gosh, I'm the only conservative host I know of in the country who took this seriously from day one. You know, most people say, we'll wait and see, or, it's a big hype, it's a big something about nothing. And I said, no. My sources keep telling me this is going to hurt the entire world economy. This is going to be huge, and it's huge. And so, you know, look, I can't tell you, I'm not a doctor or a scientist. I can only tell you what this has done for me. Okay, for 4 years now, I've sucked on their silver lozenges, I've drank their silver solution, I've used their silver gel on my skin, and everything I've used it for is either better or gone. In other words, I had rough skin, gone. I had a patch on my skin, gone. I used to get brain fog, gone. I used to get colds all the time, not in 4 years. Never, I've never been a flu person. In my whole life, I've had it like four times. But nonetheless, in 4 years, no flu. And I've always had a hoarse voice, gone. Always had leaky gut, fatigued after eating, gone. And so when I hear about coronavirus, which is a virus, which is a flu, this is the best defense against colds, flu, and virus. Well, I think you better get some. As this comes here and doctors saying, the CDC is now saying it could very well, get ready for a major coronavirus episode here in the United States. And that scares the bejesus out of me. Get 20% off every order with them and the book, The Silver Miracle Free, which shows you how to use it. It's alkaline, structured silver in all their products. Call 866-660-9868, 866, toll-free, 660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com, use the promo code ROOT, tell them Wayne Root sent you, I listen to Wayne Root, or I'm a fan of Wayne Root, 20% off, mydoctorsuggest.com/ROOT. So I keep arguing that all the Democrats are exactly the same. That's what I keep arguing, right? That they're all the same, but that the one who's honest about it is Bernie Sanders. And if you look at Bloomberg's immigration program, you know I'm right. And Bloomberg's transgender program, you know I'm right. They're all radical, insane people who want to spend us to death, spend us to bankruptcy, tax us to death, transgender us to death, open the borders and let the whole world in, and create civil rights for illegals that you and I don't have. They're all the same. The only guy who's honest about it is Bernie Sanders. The rest of them try and couch it in nice terms to make themselves look moderate. So the new moderate that's come out of the New Hampshire primary is this Amy Klobuchar. She's so moderate. She's from the Midwest. She's moderate, moderate. So she's promising to tear down President Trump's border reforms that have literally stopped dead the flood of poor migrants into America's workplaces and neighborhoods and schools. And now we have raised wages the most in 20 years and opened opportunities for sidelined Americans like legal Hispanics and black people. And she wants to undo it all. She's the moderate. But America needs immigrants, the Minnesota Democrat insists, without admitting that migrants force down wages and force up housing costs. I mean, this woman is a fraud. We need workers, she said. Without mentioning, Minnesota wages jumped by 5% in 2018 because Trump, A, cut off the border, and B, created a great economy that created a low unemployment rate. Trump's done everything to give us all jobs, and she's complaining. We've always been a country that's built by immigrants, she said. We all have our stories in America. And I believe immigrants don't diminish America. They are America. That means to me that we need to have comprehensive immigration reform. And I view this, first of all, if you look around the country, something like around 70 of the Fortune 500 CEOs were immigrants. We have immigrants that built this country. See, this is how they cheat and lie. They conflate good immigrants with bad immigrants. Of course there's great immigrants in this country. Of course there's CEOs of Fortune 500 companies that are immigrants. Those are the people I love, and I want 1,000 more of each of them in the country. I want 100,000 more of each of them in the country. I want 1 million more of each of them. You know, oh, look, there's an immigrant. He's CEO of a big company. He's worth $100 million. I'll take 1 million more of them. But there aren't 1 million more of them. If you let 1 million in from his country, 999,000 are on welfare for the rest of their lives. And one becomes a $100 million man. I don't think you can let in 1 million to get the one. Klobuchar repeatedly says immigration should provide employers with more workers while ignoring the supply and demand reality that worker shortages push up wages and force employers to buy more wage-boosting, labor-saving machinery. For example, her plan for rural areas suggests that employers are entitled to get imported workers when Americans refuse to work for low wages. She's committed to passing comprehensive immigration reform in the first year of her presidency. Immigrants account for more than a third of rural population growth in America from 2000 to 2018. And comprehensive immigration, she said, should include providing a pathway to citizenship and updated policies that will help rural communities get the workers they need. Now, again, she's not as radical as Bernie Sanders. Again, she's not as radical as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She doesn't sound like Ilhan Omar. She isn't saying, let's destroy Israel. She isn't saying those Jews, they're bad people. She isn't saying, let's open the borders and let's give more rights to illegals than to Americans. But everything she believes in leads down that exact same road. Same with Mayor Pete. Same with Obama. Same with Hillary. They're all like Bernie Sanders, but they couch it in nicer language, and they do it in a little slower fashion. Right? It's like a frog boiling in the water. By the time he boils, he doesn't realize that he's trapped and he dies. You do it slowly, incremental. Sanders wants to stuff the commie agenda down her throat all at once. It scares them because they know they won't get elected, but they believe the same things.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.